This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. 102.5 The Bone. In the studio with us now, the very funny Kyle Kinane is here. And Sean, I don't know your last name. I'm sorry, what is Sean's last name? Your mic on, huh? Sean, there you go. There it's on now.
Jordan.
Sean Jordan, Kyle Kinane. Kyle, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are we?
I'm great. I'm very happy to have you here. I'm going to tell you, you've been here into Tampa a lot, but you never play the comedy clubs. What do you like about, like, rock clubs and stuff? That would seem like it would drive, like, I feel like nobody's paying attention and it would drive me insane.
When you start comedy, they'll be like, all right, we got you in this club. It's five shows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who you are. Yeah. You might sell three tickets each show.
Yeah, I know.
And I would realize I was going to ruin comedy if I kept doing it. Like, well, why don't I just play this little music venue, and if I can get 100 people out,
do it that
then
way.
They're there the one night, and it'll be fun. I did that enough to where now I could sell some tickets, and now to go to comedy clubs, I could sell some tickets, and
yeah.
It's fun.
I'm going to tell you, I'm aware of your comedy. I liked it. And one time, this is like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I fell asleep with the TV on. I was watching something. And whatever ended, your comedy thing came on after it. And I'm in that state of sleep where I could kind of still hear the TV. And I remember sitting up and going, who the hell is this? I remember it was so funny. It woke me out of a sleep and I ended up watching. And I've been a fan ever since. And it's crazy. I stumbled upon it and now I'm a fan.
That's how I want to be discovered in an ethereal state.
It helped me ease into it a little
bit. Yeah, like some sort of REM sleep.
Right.
Demon or angel coming to people in the night.
Galvin was saying, you did voiceover stuff?
Yeah, it was the voice for Comedy Central for a while. Are you still doing that or no?
No, that's funny enough. That's now our friend David Borey.
Oh, really?
Has the job. And Sean does a podcast called All Fantasy Everything with David. And David got the job. He's like, hey, are you still doing the Comedy Central voiceover thing? I'm like, I think so.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, it's weird because they kind of just hired me to do it too. I was like, all right, that's how I found out I got fired from that job. But it went to our pal, so I was like, I can't get mad about that.
What is the fantasy podcast about?
We just do a fantasy draft of anything.
Fantasy draft.
Yeah, but it's like of anything you can think of.
Right. Like, so if you were going to
do hot sauces or condiments or like states or, you know, anything.
See, I love stuff
the
like
80s.
That. Yeah,
it's fun, man.
Yeah. You are friends with our friend Bert. I know that you were doing the Fully Loaded tour, right?
I'm doing a couple Florida dates.
You're doing West Palm?
Yeah, I'm a little intimidated.
Why?
Because a stadium full of Florida Bert Kreischer fans.
Yeah.
That's a home team advantage for OB.
Something else. I don't think there's any chance for anybody to not do well on that tour.
Don't curse it. Boy, do I love a challenge.
For real, though. And you're right. I mean, you're right up his audience's alley. I mean, I think that's the same kind of audience.
Yeah, well, I'm getting my booze material back together.
Yeah,
going through some jokes. I'm thinking like, well, these people are going to be out in the sun drinking beer all day. I better have jokes ready for that kind of stuff.
Do you now, from a guy who liked doing rock clubs and now doing comedy club, to go out there and do that stadium, have you done anything like that before? I mean, that's got to be something you got to work up to.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, your pacing's a little different.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's a 30-foot version of you on a screen right next to you. I did open for the Impractical Jokers once at the same venue I saw Lollapalooza in 1994, and I bombed my ass off.
Did you really?
Yeah, there's one thing to bomb in front of, you know, a couple hundred people in a club, but 12,000 people.
They let you know about
that's
it.
That's something special.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a special feeling to keep with you.
Is it hard for the return of the, like, do you hear yourself and all that? That would throw me off immediately.
Yeah, it's just there's an intimacy to a club, and there's an immediate, like, you see the people, they're 5 feet away from you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they're having
you know
a good time.
Liking it, yeah.
And I kind of feel that that's how it's best.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that show, I was commenting on how I'm like, oh my God, I saw Smashing Pumpkins. I fell asleep in those seats right there. And a woman, one woman carrying three beers walking in front, the front row of an outdoor amphitheater, just goes, F you, that was a great show. And that ruined my set. Like one lady out of 12,000 heckled me. And I'm like, well, I don't care about this at all anymore.
Where was that?
Is that the... I know it as the World Music Theater in Tinley Park, Illinois. I don't know what corporate name added to it.
I just think about that all. That just shows you how we're getting old now.
Yeah.
Is that I try to think of, I can go there to a venue and be like, oh, I saw Pearl Jam here. I saw Nirvana here.
They got the Lollapalooza documentary that's coming out that looks really good. Have you seen that? Yeah, it's on Hulu. Looks like it's going to be really good.
This was the year that Beastie Boys were there, and that's still, I spent my youth going to $5 all ages shows.
Yeah.
That was still the best show I've ever seen was Beastie Boys Live.
Dude, there is a venue here called Janice Live, and it's a courtyard between some buildings, and it holds maybe 2,000 people, and I saw the Beastie Boys there.
Yeah.
Like, and not when they were not famous. You know what I mean? So, like, I've been a fan since they first came out, since the first album, and I love them. And they go and see them in Madison Square Garden and see them in another venue, and then all of a sudden see them in a 2,000 standing room only show. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I blew it a lot. I grew up in Chicago, and I remember there's one venue where I was like, why this band could, like, or they, this venue could start booking more people. But who's this band? Every Thursday, Wilco gets to play. And, you know, 22-year-old me didn't realize. Like, oh, every Thursday for $8, I could have gone to see Wilco. Wilco. Some other bands. What's so great about these guys?
How do you and Bert know each other well? Or is he just, because Bert's one of those guys, if he becomes a fan of your comedy, he's in love with you for a little while.
I'm doing from stand-up from back years before. I did a run with him and Sal Vulcano and Nate Bargatze.
Oh, really?
Glad to see three people out of that four are doing just great.
Do you think it's because of you that you're not like, I don't know.
Oh, we're cutting deep, huh, Mike?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't
on the couch. Let's open
this up. What did your father do to you that stopped? No, I'm just saying, like, to me, you're like anti-comic. You know what I mean? Like, you're the guy, like, because you played the clubs and because you do all that stuff. I don't feel like you did that because you were new in comedy. You know, you're killing.
I think I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
And how much am I supposed to want from
this? See, that's the thing. It's all about how much you want. Like Bert will never get enough.
Bert wants to be super rich and super famous.
I wouldn't like those problems. Yeah. Selling out stadiums. Yeah. You think of the pressure involved.
Being rich would be dope.
Being rich would be cool. But also, that's a subjective idea. Like, I get to pay all my bills because I tell jokes.
Yeah,
am I supposed to, like, there is a part of me that's like, how much more are you supposed to want? Like, I have this very, like, Midwestern Catholic balance of, like, if you get what you want, and there's always a survivor's guilt or an imposter syndrome.
Yeah. I don't have that either. Bert doesn't have it. I don't have, like, I know that I'm lucky. I'm doing a number one rated morning show from my garage. I'm
a pretty nice garage.
It's a pretty good garage.
Really is.
Yeah. Like, I'm getting paid okay and all that. I'm very happy with that, but yet it's never enough. Like, I always feel like I'm 52 years old and I'm like, if I don't hurry up, I'm never going to make it. You know what I mean? But I've already kind of made it.
I think you did good.
Yeah, right. But
you didn't kind of make it. You did make it. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You see that for you, and for me, I see it as I still got a long way to go. I still got a lot of stuff to do.
Oh, I'm trying to retire.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get, I just haven't found an interest in golf enough yet to really step back, but we'll get there. I think give me two more years.
What do you like golf?
No.
No, right? It sucks.
But I think that's when I found out friends were like, yeah, we don't keep score. And if you just don't, just pick up the ball. Like, I caddied when I was a kid and those guys were such dicks.
Yeah.
Like, oh, golf must be, you must have to be this kind of lousy person.
Right, right.
To like golf. Like,
most golfers are jerk
off. And then I meet these guys like, no, we just go out there, we drink beers. Nobody keeps score. You could just come with. You don't even have to play. We don't care. I'm like, oh, that's what you can do.
You just describe me at every charity golf tournament. I'm just the guy who drives the cart.
Well, I don't, charity, too. Like, what are they going to yell at you for? It's for charity.
Right, exactly.
How mad can they get?
I live on a golf course, and I refuse to golf. I just don't. I can't. And I think it's mostly because you have a cool group of guys that golf. Most guys I know that golf are jerk-offs.
Is it an ego thing? Like, do you think if your neighbors saw you be crummy at golf, you'd lose respect in the neighborhood?
Not these two, but the rest of them. Like, my two neighbors actually have cool neighbors now, but the rest of the community would be like, oh, that's a
radio. But also, if you're good at golf, you'd be out there more. Well, you know what I mean?
Not, definitely
yeah,
not
but good I think that's part of it too. If you're not good at golf, you're like, well, also this is
so there's golf
terrible.
Clicks. You got golf yeah. clicks in
yeah.
the neighborhood.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
The like, warrior style golf crews running around.
There are people who have designed their home based on golf. Like the guys are painted Masters Green on the inside. Like their offices and their house are Masters Green, and they have like little putting courses in their backyard. Those people I hate.
I get. I'm trying not to hate, but I
see
I
that's
guess.
Another thing where we're different. I'm filled with hate. Yeah, I can't stop hating.
Yeah,
and
but
I think
Sean
it fuels
and I
me.
Are of a generation where like skateboards on the wall is art, and that so I
yeah.
can't. I got a lot of guitars I can't play.
Hang I do back. Have skateboards on the wall.
I yeah. talk my wife into it. I have a skateboard over there. I have. Guitars everywhere that you could see. I'm with you guys, except I have more hate than you.
But this is in the garage. What's going on in the house?
No, in the house there's
worse.
More guitars.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I have a staircase. It's just the whole wall is just guitars.
See, that's what I'm saying. If my wife would let me, you wouldn't be able to tell we were in a house. You'd think we were in a giant skateboard.
Yeah, you're just hanging the decks everywhere. Mm-hmm. But those things, I can't skate to save my life either, but they're good looking to me. They appeal to me.
They are cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's his name? BT. God damn, I couldn't get out. Right next to you. Hold up that right on the floor there. On the floor. On no, the floor. No. There's a skate deck.
Oh, we got
yeah.
Not the guitar, the skateboard.
Yeah. The Rays, who play baseball here, they handed those out because we do have a little bit of a skate culture here in Tampa. So
yeah, you have like the best skate park in the country.
We're going to the skate park after this.
Right. Going are you really?
Yeah.
I just want to go see it. For me, it's like seeing... like Statue of Liberty or something. I've
yeah,
never
you have
actually
to visit
seen
the
it.
Skate park. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tony Hawk skates it when he's here. I mean, all the guys.
They have the biggest contest in the whole country
yeah.
in this city every year, right around end of March.
This was the first time anybody's ever really recognized that in Tampa. Like the Rays came out with a new jersey or a new yeah. design that kind of embraced that. Nobody's ever really paid attention to it before.
That's fantastic. Oh, that gets
all,
me real
it's
excited.
It's all merging. There's no outside culture anymore.
No. You know,
which is cool. Like, what's scary? What? I want to be scared by young people.
Yeah.
Like somebody that's 17 should be doing something I don't understand. Like I don't want to be the old guy. Like, well, can't these kids? I don't know what they're up to. I shouldn't. I'm 47. I shouldn't know what they're up to.
Right.
I don't want to hear like Mumford and Sons. Like, oh, good, you're 19, but you play washboards. I want music. Your music should scare me. Your music should confuse and scare me.
I have a 17-year-old here. If you'd yeah. like to be frightened, I'd be happy to let you talk to him for 5 minutes.
Is he terrifying?
He's a great kid, but full sleeve of tattoos.
At 17?
17.
Where do you get that done?
Tampa.
It's when your Tampa. Dad know when your dad knows a lot of people, you're able to get that done.
That's right.
God, I'm glad I didn't get tattoos at 17.
But you know what's so funny is I tried to have that conversation with him. I said, "Do you know when you were a kid, when you were like 5, you loved Justin Bieber, and we bought you a Justin Bieber play stage with an action figure on it? Can yeah. you imagine what that would be like now if you had that tattooed on you?" And I tried to yeah. explain it to him, but all his tattoos are. Something that's meaningful to him and has family values or like something to do with the family to him. So yeah. I think he'll be okay. But he is into things that I can never comprehend. Rap,
yeah,
local underground rap.
And
so you're right.
Good.
It's good. I encourage him to do as much creative stuff as he can. He's starting his own t-shirt line. He's got his own thing going on.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I'm definitely at the age where I'm too old to understand anything cool.
Yeah, I realized tattoos were going to be silly anyway, so I just got silly ones.
What'd you get? What do you get? Which one do you regret the most?
I mean, all of them or none of them.
Really?
Like this one says, whoops. this is a Grim Reaper. It says party pooper on it. I got Jesus with Ramblin' Gambling Man underneath it. Underneath that, I gave myself a pentagram because I needed some balance.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. What is this? This is all worm food.
Yeah, I know. Eventually.
Although, in the scope of...
my grandmother and I got matching tattoos. Nobody in my family had tattoos. It wasn't like I got an old white trash granny who was like I had convinced her to go get it. And we got matching tattoos. And then I asked her one time.
When she was 80.
Yeah, she was 80 something years old. And I asked her, I said, when you die, can I have them cut it off of you and we'll put it in formaldehyde and I will keep it? And she was so offended by that. But I thought that would have been the coolest thing ever.
I mean, camera phones are pretty good.
You're really going to a real morose.
Don't know if you have to cut up gam.
Yeah. Why don't we just keep our rosary beads? Why don't we just do something a little more traditional than, dissecting the woman upon her perishing?
How about this? My mom died. and she was cremated, mm-hmm. and we have her in a like an urn that's a big butterfly, and it's on my mantle.
Yeah.
But then there's a whole box of her rest of her ashes in my office in the house, and I don't know what to do with them. I bring this up all the time. I'm like, I feel like I should just throw them away, but no. Can you do that? And these guys tell me to
spread them somewhere.
Well, take somewhere them. So my, I have a couple of buddies that recently passed away, and they same thing. And friends just kind of take little bits and pieces and put them when they go on trips or whatever. They'll
just leave them around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right,
sprinkle like skate park.
Let Sean take them to the skate park.
Yeah. We had a buddy of ours. We just put some of them in this brand new park in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So he's going to be in one of the quarter pipes.
All right. That's actually a pretty good idea.
They make jewelry out of them and stuff too. They can compress the ashes.
Uh huh.
Yeah, a friend of mine, her dad died. She's like, he wanted me to sprinkle his ashes on Catalina Island. He's like, he's never been to Catalina. Now I got to go to freaking Catalina. Yeah.
Well, now he gets to go.
Yeah.
Don't you? What do you want? What do you want to do when you die?
Part me out. You know.
Yeah.
Get the usable bits out of there. I don't know what's going to be.
Right. Not your liver, probably, but other parts.
I don't know this. You know, this 87 Corolla. What kind of usable parts you get out of it to live on? But take what you need out of it, and then I don't know. I used to have a joke about how I donate my body to science, but you don't know what science they're going to donate.
Right.
Because it could be like sports medicine. Uh-huh. It could just be a corpse where they're testing out new tennis ball cannons to see if the rate of speed is too dangerous. They could just be pummeling your corpse with tennis balls. Like, so maybe not that. Maybe not that kind of science. But yeah, and then just part me out and then cremate me, sprinkle me. Right. Or let me go to that farm in Kentucky where it's the body farm where they just put all the dead bodies out.
So dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they could study the
smell. I don't care. I tell my kids whatever the cheapest thing to do is. Put me in a lake in the backyard and set on fire.
Stick somebody with a bill.
Viking for real.
Yeah, I also think it's kind of like you're just like making graveyard. I have an issue with like graveyards. Like it's just now you're a chore to everybody else.
right. They got to keep the grass.
It's a joke. Like nobody knows where their great grandparents are buried. And if you do, when's the last time you went there?
It's true. And yes, true. So
there's an immigrant that they probably hated while they were alive. Right. Who's now maintaining their final resting place.
100%, man. Kyle Kinane is going to be doing shows at Sidesplitters Friday, 7:30 and 10 and Saturday, 8 and 10:30. Do you do a lot of radio? Cause that was one thing I was surprised that you agreed to come in here today.
Is there a lot of radio anymore?
I don't. The perception is no, but each market has 20 radio stations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're all actually doing surprisingly well.
No, and that's good to hear.
Yeah.
It was my early days working in a gas station, starting at 5:30. It was the morning show in Chicago that got me.
Which one did you listen to?
It was Bill and Wendy.
Oh, I don't even know them.
Yeah, it was like an adult contemporary show that went to, it became Q101 in Chicago.
Right.
But they were the adult contemporary hosts and they knew they were about to lose their jobs and went to alternative. So they couldn't give less. And it was a beautiful morning when they were just making fun of all this alternative music.
I'm a couple of years older than you, but do you remember Jonathan Brandmeier?
Yeah. Did he do the Disco Destruction?
That was Steve Dahl.
That was Steve Dahl.
Yeah. Jonathan Brandmeier was on The Loop and was hilarious. Reason I got into radio.
The Loop, when they went down, they were going to Christian radio.
Yeah.
So their last songs were like Highway to Hell. Yeah. Beast. And that was their song that it went right to Christian programming.
Dumb business. It really is. No matter how good things are going, they'll be like, hey, we decided we're going to go to country tomorrow. We've been lucky.
Panic never leaves.
No.
With the stuff that we're doing.
House of Cards, man. True. It feels like it could go away any second.
100%. That is how you have to live the entire... So my biggest fear getting into radio is I don't want to have to move my kids to different markets every 3 years. And fortunately, I've been here only here. So I got real lucky.
I had a friend that was into it. And it was just, every couple of years. I guess we live in Colorado Springs. I guess I'm going to Sacramento.
Right.
Oh, man.
No thanks.
And then I just do that every weekend.
What's the last fantasy draft you did? Do you remember?
No. We're doing pro skaters today in honor of being in Tampa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who do you go for? Can't get Tony Hawk. Who do you go next?
They're going to be deep cuts.
This is your guy.
Eric Costin, Andrew Reynolds. He's from Tampa. He's an amazing pro skater.
You do not look like somebody that would know all the pro skaters.
I know almost everything about skateboarding.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a tennis.
Don't let the boiler fool you. No. I can still do a kickflip.
Yeah, I was going to say tennis too. Yeah.
Are you going to get out on the board today and actually do some
Absolutely
skating?
Absolutely not. I don't bring it on the road anymore. I was lying to myself when I did. I skate back at home whenever I'm not on the road.
Kickflip in the driveway right now if you need him to.
Yeah, I might
take a minute, but yeah, we can get one done.
I don't want this to be the show where you ended up breaking your femur.
You do it on this property, you can sue the whole business. He's probably an LLC.
I'll get the golf course.
He'll get the golf course.
I'm also Sicilian, and I will drag you into the pond where the alligator is, and no one will ever hear from you again.
I just watched The Sopranos for the first time in my life, so I'll step back.
What took you so long?
I'm an idiot. It's the best show. It's one of them. It's so good.
I've never seen The Wire, and everybody yells at me like, "How have you not seen The Wire?" So I can't even yell at
you.
There's
a lot of TV to watch.
There's too much TV to watch. I can't keep up with everything.
I'm looking at some of the episodes for All Fantasy Everything. Hats.
Oh, yeah, we just did Hats. That was the most recent one. Yeah.
Outer Space. British Slang. I like that.
Innibruv.
Governor. Dinner Parties. Stand-up specials. Yeah, so a lot of good
stuff. Thank God you do a podcast that has some substance to it, as opposed to everybody just getting there and telling their same dumb stories.
Bunch of dudes yelling into each other's mouths.
Bunch of dudes yelling, telling the same story they told on 10 other podcasts, just regurgitating with different people. Podcasts that have an idea are the way to go. I love those. I love anything about movies, anything about lists. I'm all for it.
I referred to podcasts to a friend as dead satellites. There's just so many floating around up there. You don't know if they're doing anything.
All right, what else you got? You got a new any specials or anything we need to plug?
No, we put out Dirt Nap about a month and a half ago.
Oh, is that what only a month and a half ago?
Yeah, I had that one out last year. I mean that specials is a strong word for. This is material that's reached its...
Right.
This is the best I'm doing it, and so I'm going to record it and put it out, and then the next...
But then you come out and you do all new stuff now.
Yeah, I really love doing comedy, and I really love the challenge of coming up with new stuff, so I'm just keep doing it because I'm compulsive. I'm not going to say it's a... I have to do it.
And you're also amazing at it. It's insane. As somebody who's been a fan for years and years and now like a friend, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Every time he goes up, there's like a new hour every year. It's very frustrating for the rest of us. We can't do that.
Exactly. Well, we both live in Portland, too, and it's got such a good scene that you can't really go up and half-ass.
Yeah.
Like, the audience will let you know.
Maybe you guys will know.
Yeah, we just going to ask you.
So they had the best places for food in the world, and Naples, Italy was number one. There was only one place in America for a city was number 10 was Portland, Oregon.
Well... John and I can both tell you which Taco Bells we like.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's what I said.
I know there's nice restaurants there, and I'm not going to act like they fall flat on me.
I went to one. I can't remember the name of it, but I should remember the name. It's really hard to get into, and I went, and I was like, I could have Cracker Barrel, too.
But is Portland known for anything? Like, is there, you got to have
barbecue
in
Texas, and there's Louisiana.
Philly cheesesteak.
I think it's got a lot of chefs and foodies. I mean, I'm talking out of turn, but I think they have a lot of people that are willing to experiment and try, you know.
I think food carts are like the big thing in Portland. That was like the whole food cart pot. Yeah. That's what when I moved there, everyone's like, go to the carts.
And you could be like, well, I just do burrito tacos and I'm going to do them the best possible thing. You want something else? Go to the cart that's next to me. Right. Don't be offended. Yeah. You want this one thing, I'm going to do this really
that's
well.
That's their specialty. Hmm. So, all right, well, that kind of explains a little bit.
Unfortunately, you're talking to some trash right now.
Yeah.
I didn't really follow up on the food thing. I've had good meals there.
It's burritos for me.
Yeah. This restaurant.
When is it not burritos?
Never.
This is the fattest radio show. It takes us 5 minutes to talk about food before like we Uber eat something over here.
I mean, that as a tagline. It's the fattest radio show. You can hear how fat it is.
Enjoy it.
So everyone's like,
we have an acid reflux button. Don't even say cough. It's for acid reflux only.
All right, listen, go see these guys this weekend. Sidesplitterscomedy.com, 960-1197. It's great to have you, and I appreciate you getting up early and coming and doing this. It's good to meet you. A big fan.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoy the skate park today.
for sure. Killer Thanks idea. For having us.
I can't wait to read about you breaking something. You're not going to be able to, once you're there, you're not going to be able to resist. Just
yes, I am.
Dipping in. Smart man. Plug the podcast again so people know.
All Fantasy Everything. It's fun. Listen, if you got a couple hours to kill, I do it with Ian Carmel and David Borey. It's Ian Carmel's idea.
Yeah.
I always have to be clear about that. But
Ian Carmel's
he'll
idea.
He'll break ankles too.
Yeah. Good. Good to see you all here. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and wrap up the show. It's Mike Calta the show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.